1.
Hi, Jane. How's the new job going? Are you enjoying it?
Hi, Paul. Well, it's hard to say. I mean, the work is fine, but I sometimes have to stay late and I've had problems using the computer system. It's really difficult to understand.
Have you spoken to anyone about this? It might be a good idea to talk to your boss. There's probably a training course she can send you on.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think you might be right. Thanks.
2.
So then, Miss Martin, what's the matter?
Well, doctor, it's my arm. I fell over this morning, and now it hurts a lot.
Can I have a look at it?
Of course.
I think you may have a broken arm, but I'm afraid I can't do x-rays here. You'll have to go to the hospital. Can you get to the emergency department okay?
Yes, that won't be a problem. My husband's in the waiting room right now, so he can take me there.
3.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing? Are you excited about going to college next month?
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm really excited. It's going to be fantastic to go somewhere different and to live on my own. I'm going to get a part-time job, too. My only worry is that it'll be difficult to make friends.
You shouldn't worry about that. Just join some clubs and talk to everyone you meet. You'll soon have some wonderful friends.
4.
Good morning, Mr. Alton. So what seems to be the problem?
Well, doctor, I have a really bad cold.
How long have you had it?
Oh, about a week.
Well, it's nothing to worry about. Drink plenty of water and try to get lots of sleep.
Should I take painkillers?
No, but drink hot lemon juice and honey.
Okay. Thanks, doctor.
5.
Good afternoon, Linda. How can I help you?
Well, I'm really worried about my test. It's really important.
Yes, that's true. But you're doing really well in class. So, what's the problem?
I think the main thing is that I'm not sleeping very well at the moment. That makes it difficult to study after school because I feel so tired.
Well, I'm sure you're working hard, but remember to take regular breaks and don't stay up late. You should also do some exercise and see friends. That will help you feel more relaxed and tired. Hopefully you'll sleep better then. Oh, and try to not drink coffee or tea in the evening.
6.
Good morning, Mr. Brayley. What seems to be the problem?
Well, doctor, I have a sore throat.
And do you have a fever?
Yes, I think so.
Let me just check. Yes, it's quite high. Okay, I'm going to give you some medicine. Take these pills twice a day for 1 week. And if you don't feel better, come back and see me again.
Okay, doctor. Thank you.